artist John Lybrook has been making chemograms for about 20 years. The Meadows branch of the Boulder Public Library will be featuring his work along with an opening reception in an exhibit entitled Lightscapes. John is with us, and hopefully he's going to be able to tell us what chemograms are.
I think I might be able to.
Because I never heard of chemograms.
Chemograms, it's a process by which you paint on film or black and white photographic material with photochemicals to create an image. Some people, you know, paint things that look like something, and I tend to paint things that don't look like anything, in particular, more abstract works, and utilize the high resolution of the silver in the film to create a real depth in the piece. So I'm kind of using silver in the film as charcoal.
Now, as far as the actual product, I looked at it, and from my very untrained eye, I mean, for me, it looked like the Big Bang or something, you know, really beautiful from outer space. I don't know if that's what it's supposed to look like or what your intention is, but
that's kind of the nature of the process, because I'm creating this kind of push-pull with adding darkness into the silver while stripping it away at the same time. It creates kind of a convection that corresponds to a lot of natural processes. So things will look like landscapes, clouds in the sky, spirals. They all kind of come out from this little piece of film that I'm working with. I work with about 4x5 inch pieces of film, and from that I create prints using a variety of different printmaking techniques.
Now, how did you get started doing chemograms?
Well, I had somebody show me the technique when I was a photographer back in the 80s by just painting on in a darkroom, by taking a piece of photographic paper out into the light and painting on it with developer and fixer. And it was really kind of exciting to me. I kind of put it away for a while, but later on I tried doing the same thing instead of on paper, on film. I was doing it on film, which has much finer particles of silver. And the images were just so unlike anything I'd seen before. I just had to share them. And I've been working with this process to make the images larger and more accessible to people. And that's what we're going to be seeing at the show on Thursday night, is going to be large versions of these little pieces that started on film about... it actually started on 60mm movie film. And later I worked with bigger pieces of film.
Now, how is the art displayed? I saw it on your website, which if anyone's interested in seeing chemograms, mm-hmm. getting a taste of it, they can go to the website.
Absolutely. My website is called lightscapes.com. It's spelled LYTESCAPES.com, Lightscapes.
So it's one thing to see it on the computer, but how is it displayed when you exhibit the work?
Well, the work, you know, the difference is, of course, on the screen, it's in pixels, so, you know, I try really hard, like most artists with their websites, to have it reflect what the work really looks like, but in person, there's really no comparison. There's a depth to these pieces that the resolution of your computer monitor isn't going to be able to reproduce, so I would highly encourage anybody who's curious about it to first check out the website, lightscapes.com, L-Y-T-E, scapes. Mm-hmm. And then to come by, the show's going to be up for the month of September, but we do have an opening reception on this coming Thursday, September 2nd. It's going to start at 7 o'clock. A good friend of mine, guitarist Bert Loms of the California Guitar Trio, I'm thrilled to say, has agreed to be a part of the opening. He's going to be doing a performance starting promptly at 7, just before the art viewing. So there'll be a little performance. There's only about 80 seats in the meeting room at the Meadows branch of the Boulder Public Library. So if you want to get a seat to see Bert perform, get there early, and then there'll be refreshments and art viewing afterwards of my work.
And you'll be available to answer questions?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, there are always lots of questions about it, and I'm always thrilled to talk about it and inspire other people to do this kind of thing, because it's, you know, unconventional. It's taking...
Are there other people out there doing this?
There are. You know, there's a few people. There's a lady in New Zealand who's been doing it for a while and has kind of done a lot of research on the more of the scientific reasons it looks the way it does, but throughout history there have been a lot of artists and photographers who've used it. Man Ray has used it, and it's just really taking something and putting it in a new context. It's doing something with the media that is unconventional. It's not what it's supposed to do, but it creates something that is much different and more beautiful than, in some ways, than what it was originally intended
right.
to be.
Well, can you talk a little bit about the influences and the intention behind your work? You address it some on your website, and I thought it was really interesting because it's one thing to see, because I saw pictures of the art before, and then I went on the website and looked further at some of the other images, and then I was looking at your artist statement, and and then, I don't know, I just thought it was interesting once I got that background then to go back and look at the work again.
Sure. The important thing to remember is it's a photographic process, and what I'm doing is not using a camera to create these photographs. And the intention is kind of to be free and flow with the chemicals, kind of knowing what they're going to do to some degree, but not knowing exactly how it's going to lay down on the page or on the film.
Mm-hmm.
Once the image starts to take shape, I kind of garden it and bring it to a place where I think it's going to work. It is very much like Zen painting in that respect, where you are more concerned with the gesture and the final outcome than the process. It's a very quick process when it occurs. And I throw out probably 80% of the pieces that I do in my studio on these little 4x5 pieces of film, but the 20% that do remain are the most extraordinary ones that I need to share.
Well, what about the influence of, there was a filmmaker that you mentioned that you felt was essential
right.
in understanding your work. And I didn't recognize the name, but...
Stan Brakhage, when I referred to gardening the image, that's mm-hmm. actually something, a phrase I borrowed from Stan. He would... Stan Brakhage is one of the most famous avant-garde filmmakers.
No wonder I don't know who he is. He's avant-garde. I'm clueless.
He originated a lot of his work from Boulder. He was a professor at CU for many, many years.
Right. I do recognize the name. They display some of his. They show some of his work as part of the Boulder film series.
Yeah. There's every Sunday night. First Sunday of every month, I believe it is, there's a Stan Brakhage
right.
retrospective where they show a lot of his work up at CU. And he was a pioneer in doing unconventional things with film. In his case, he was doing it in motion pictures, and he inspired me to try some of that same stuff on 16mm movie film with chemicals. I don't know if he did much with the chemicals, but that was something that I thought would be neat. I didn't like what it looked like when it came through the projector, though, and was displayed at 16 frames a second. It was too fast and blurry, but I really liked what was on the little pieces of film, and so I started making them bigger so that they could be viewed as a piece in and of itself, as opposed to the act of motion, which Stan was, of course, very involved in, and the act of seeing in... A real-time context. What I'm doing is I'm taking a slice of it and exploring that.
Now, what's interesting to me is one thing that's not obvious from your website, although I guess if we looked at your bio, is that you also are sort of I hate to say this, but a computer geek. I mean, I don't know. I mean, so you do different things.
Yeah, well, my day job is as a computer consultant and support person, and that's a very binary place to be. Things either work or they don't, and so it's not very tactile. You're always looking at something through a piece of glass on your computer screen and interfacing it with a keyboard. This process allows me to get very hands-on and work with the chemistry, the paper, the film, and it's a tactile experience that I don't get on the 9-to-5 side of it, and it's slowly taking over more and more of my life, and I'm just loving it. It's a great balance.
Well, I urge everyone to check out your website. Again, that is www.lightscapes.com
with an LYTE, scapes.com.
Or to come out to the reception.
The reception, yeah. It's going to be great. Bert Lahms is playing guitar, and like I say, that's going to start promptly at 7 o'clock at the Meadows branch of the Boulder Public Library. That's at 4800 Baseline. The number to call for directions is 303-441-4490. That's 303-441-4490.
John, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure, Malia. Thank you for having me here.
Sure. We've been speaking with artist John Liebrook. There's going to be a free reception and art opening featuring his work at the Meadows Branch Library from 7 p.m. until 8:45 p.m. next Thursday, September 2nd. Guitarist Bert Lambs of the California Guitar Trio will perform a selection of Bach cello suites prior to the art viewing. So get there at 7 o'clock sharp if you want to see the music or hear the music. The Meadows branch of the Boulder Public Library is located at 4800 Baseline Road behind the Meadows Shopping Center in Boulder. The hours at the library are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And your work will be on display for how long? I don't have that here.
It's for the whole month of September.
Okay.
And all the hours can be found if you go to my website, lightscapes.com, and all the links are there for the contact information on how to find it, and a lot of information about my work, the technical process involved.
Okay, great.